Hey, Dad. I bring you greetings from the Christians in the country of Liberia, West Africa. The last service that we attended with them before we left Liberia, they told us that as we got to the United States here and we met with Christians here in the United States, that we should bring their greetings to you. And so I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, from the people, the Christians, in Liberia. I also bring you greetings from Pastor John Mano, who some of you may remember was a student here in the 1980-81 school year, I believe. Many of the people that we are working among in Liberia, West Africa, are people who are still living in darkness, as well as many other people around the world today. I believe it is to these people and because of these people who are still living in darkness that our Lord Jesus Christ gives us the same command that he gave to the Apostle Paul when he met him on the road to Damascus. He gave him the commission that he was to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to the power of God. Many people in the world today who are living in darkness for many different reasons. Some are living in darkness because they are blinded by the religion of Islam. Such were the Mandingo people whom we worked among for 6 years. People who believe that there was a God who would not accept Jesus Christ as their Savior because they believe that Christ was only a prophet, that he could not be the Son of God and the Savior of the world. Millions of people following that religion today who also are living in darkness. Other people who are living in darkness because of ignorance. No one has told them about Jesus Christ as their Savior, about the love of God for them. I know of a Wycliffe Bible translator in Papua New Guinea who just 4 years ago was doing a survey in that country to find out if there still were some people who had not been reached. And he was flying in a helicopter from one village to another, and as they passed over a village, he told the pilot, well, let's go down and take a little closer look to see if anyone has been here before. And as they got closer, they found that there really was no place to land, even with a helicopter. And so the pilot asked him if he really wanted to get a survey of those people in that village. And he said, well, how close can you get? And the pilot said, well, I can't land, but I can get close enough for you to jump. Do you want to go? And he said, sure. He said, the pilot, as the last words the pilot said as he was jumping out is, make sure that in 3 hours you have a landing cleared so that I can land to pick you up. And as he did a survey among those people, he came to find out that no one had ever been there before. No one knew about these people living in this area. People that had been totally untouched by the gospel of Jesus Christ. There still are many people like that in the world today. We're still in darkness because no one has brought them the message of salvation. Other people who are living in darkness, like the Bella people who we have been most recently working among, who are animists, who believe that, yes, there was a God who created the universe, who created the people on this world, earth, but then God got preoccupied with other things and he went off and is way far away, so far away, that they cannot communicate with him anymore. And so they pray to the spirits because God is too far away. People who are living in darkness without the light. People who are also living under the power of Satan. Also the Bella people who we are working among now who are living with witchcraft. Who are constantly living in a state of fear because someone is always trying to hurt or to harm them. For many of us today in America, when we get sick, we go to the doctor and we think that there will be some medicine that will cure us of our illness. But for many of these people living in Africa, the Bella people we are working among, when they get sick, they never think of going to the doctor or for modern medicine. But they are convinced that someone has witched them, has cursed them, is trying to harm them or to kill them in some way. And so these people are living under the power of Satan. Need to be brought to the power of God. And it is to people like this that I believe that God has given us the commission that he gave to the Apostle Paul, to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God. But to bring them to the light is not always an easy task. For people living in another culture, a culture much different from ours, it means that we need to go and live among them, to learn their language, to learn their culture, so that we can bring them a culturally relevant witness, something that will speak to their heart and to their lives as they are living in darkness and under the power of Satan. We really need to be what the Apostle Paul said, we need to be all things to all men, so that we may save some. We need to present to them the clear teachings of Scripture in their own heart language. It's not always difficult to learn another language, especially when some of those languages are tonal, and just the pitch of your voice can mean many different things, which is the case among the Bella people that we are working with now. The word Java. If you say Java, it means love. If you say Java, it means hate. And so we have to be very careful how we pronounce their language, how we speak their language, so that indeed we do communicate to them that God loves them and not that he hates them. People who are being brought to the light through the Word of God. For instance, our co-translator, Chris, who, because he was living in an area where they were living in darkness and under the power of Satan, where witchcraft was going on daily in his village, who had reported to some of the government officials some of the witchcraft that was happening. And then, while he was working with us 2 years later, was arrested and put in prison because the people wanted to shut him up. They didn't want him to be exposing the darkness that they were living in. But while he was in prison, God's word spoke to him in a very direct way. He was not able to have any portion of Scripture with him that he could read while he was in prison. But God brought back to his mind those words of Scripture that he had been translating into his own language. And there, while he was in prison for 6 weeks with nothing else to do, God spoke to him through that word. And when he came out of prison, he came out a changed person, because now he knew what his Savior meant to him. He knew the love that his Savior had for him and how he had died for him. And he came out with a commitment to bring God's word to his own people in their own language. And when he came out of prison, he told me, this may not only be true for the Bella people in Liberia, but may also be true for people here in the United States, that there are two times in your life when you really know that people care about you and that they love you. One is when you are in prison, the other when you are sick. And because every day for 6 weeks I tried to get to see him or tried to get him released from prison, he knew that we loved him and his people and that we cared about them. And that probably said more than anything else that we have ever done among the people in Liberia. For them to know that the messengers of God love them and care for them. So when he came out a committed person to bringing God's word to his own people in their language. But the need is still so great. The Mandingo people in Liberia, as we were leaving Liberia to come home on furlough, many of them came to us and asked us when we were coming to work with them. They asked us that we would please, in fact, as the Liberians would say, they begged us to come and to put God's word into their own language so that they also know what God has to say to them. There are 16,750 groups of people in the world yet today that have not been effectively reached with the gospel of Jesus Christ. 2.3 million, or 73% of the non-Christians in the world today, can only be reached by cross-cultural missionaries. People who are willing to leave their own culture and to learn the culture of the people that they work among to bring them that gospel. 3,000 groups of people in the world yet today who do not have a word of God, the Bible, in their own language. As we are home on furlough this year, the task lays heavy upon our hearts and our minds of these people who are living in darkness and under the power of Satan. So we ask you to search your heart and life and to see if God is calling you to work with many of these people who are living in another culture, who do not have God's word in their language, who do not have a relevant Christian message in their language. Or is he calling you to a commitment of prayer, to pray the Lord of the harvest, to send more workers into his harvest, for indeed the fields are white. So many people yet without the gospel who need it. So we ask you, or as the Liberians would say, we beg you to pray that these people would have people, workers who would come and bring them the gospel, and so that truly could happen what Christ also told the Apostle Paul in the last part of that verse, so that through their faith in me, they will have their sins forgiven and receive their place among God's chosen people. May God grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen.